bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
Nosefucker XL. It's ya boy, Dr. Ding Dong, the deepest stabber, and we're here coming to you live from the Bone Zone. I got my boy PK, the pain killer.
Yo.
And Mr. Marlowe.
Howdy.
Hey, boys. Oh. Welcome to Lake Trash. This is Epi 6?
Six.
Yeah. Six. Six. We're not going to keep counting. That's more for our records right now, but thank you, Trashies, for listening.
What's up with me?
You remember this guy?
Yeah.
Did he
die?
Oh, he's dead. I think he, like, did he die at Smirnoff? Did they find him dead there?
I don't know,
in the
dress
ring? Or was that Phil Anselmo from Pantera and they had to revive him?
I'll have to find out.
No, he's definitely dead.
Did they have a girl bass player?
No, did they? This is Drowning Pool for everybody. I'm sure all you memers out there know, let the bodies hit the floor. But Lake Trash is a Drowning Pool loyalist podcast because they are local to the North Texas area as well.
Yeah, they are. That's
true. Hey, boys, how was your week?
Oh, man. Crazy.
Snowy. Speaking of North Texas, it's fucking wild out there.
It got cold. It got down to -1 here.
It's fucked. It's absolutely fucked.
Yeah. Lost power for a long while. I know you did.
Hell yeah. Rolling blackouts.
Yeah.
Roll for 48 hours off.
I hate to brag. I heard about the outages.
Yeah, Marlowe lives on I guess what you call a prepper. He's got his own grid he's operating off of, so he didn't have to worry about the power.
Didn't even know, but how was it for you?
It was great. You know, what was it, Sunday night, the big one rolled in, and about 3 a.m, our smoke detector in our bedroom starts going off, and I'm like, it's not smoking, so that must be some battery backup failure. Let me just yank that thing out of the ceiling. And then I notice our room is about 50 degrees. Said, well, hot diggity dog, the power's out.
Breaking news, Dave Williams from Drowning Pool.
Rest in peace.
Found on his tour bus dead in 2002.
See, maybe not. Maybe it had to be opiates.
Heart failure caused by hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Sounds like he was gay.
He
was gay and it went undiagnosed until his death.
He wasn't a twink. I think he's a little too big to be a twink.
No,
but
he's chubby.
He was definitely big in the gay scene, doing a lot of meth and poppers and cocaine.
Oh, I'll let you. Sorry to interrupt you. Just that was breaking news. His funeral was in Plano. That's why you're getting that local vibe.
P-Town represent. We got a lot of lake trashies in Plano. Big lake city. Not quite as big as the other shittier suburbs around the area, but P-Town, stand up. Let me hear from you in the comments.
Them.
Yeah, fuck Plano.
Plano had that heroin outbreak.
Yeah, black tar heroin.
Yeah, I used to go to Eisenberg's, the skate park over there in downtown.
Yeah.
And you see heroin.
Rip
needles.
It up.
Yeah. If you sat in the parking lot as like a 12-year-old, you could run into some injectables discards.
You ever drop in?
They didn't have Sharps disposal. It was weird. You'd think be in the middle of a heroin epidemic.
No, that's too progressive for 90s Plano. So you were saying no power.
No power. And then that carried on for a good solid 2 days. We were mostly off. Got down into the 30s in the house with three sweet young boys at home. We couldn't hack it any longer. We had to fucking bail.
Boys.
My sweet boys. Children.
Did you have power, PK?
It would go 40 minutes on, 40 minutes off, which was annoying.
Wow. Must be nice. 40 minutes of power.
It's on, wow.
Whatever.
That's because you're so close to the lake. They don't want to.
Yeah.
They got to keep power out that way. We love our lake trash out here in North Texas.
Oh, no bursted pipes, though.
No bursty pipes. Had some neighbors with some trouble there, but you know, being a good Samaritan, we stood up. We really helped the community out. That's what we do here at Lake Trash.
That's right.
We take care of the people.
Me, not so much.
No, you didn't. I didn't want anyone
to know we had. It was hot in here. I had to keep turning the heat off.
Did you turn the lights off so they wouldn't know you had power?
I had every light in here going.
That's good.
Lots of jerking,
using it up.
Lots of jerking. Lots of pornog viewing.
I usually like to jerk in the dark, but. During the outage, I was like, no, I'm going to take advantage of this. I turned every light on.
Hung some Christmas lights up.
That's right.
Dabbing on your neighbors. Okay. Well, I guess it was a big problem for everybody, huh? I mean, icy roads, couldn't do shit.
Catch me up. What caused it?
Well, I think...
you want to dive into that?
You want to get after it? You want
I don't
call
get
those?
It. So it's cold, so the electricity doesn't work?
Okay.
Help me understand that
one. All right. Okay, I've had enough of everybody out there thinking that calling out ERCOT is worth a damn. That's a boomer take.
ERCOT.
The Electronic Reliability Council of Texas.
Oh.
Not a unreliable.
Oh.
Nice.
Fuck. Call them out, bro.
You caught.
ERCOT.
You don't have that sounder.
No. I got rid of all the sounders.
What?
It's simple. I simplified the board this week.
Okay. So fuck those ERCOT takes that are out there.
Okay.
My understanding, I'm kind of an expert here.
Okay.
Is that they're really just kind of power gatekeepers. They don't really have any say in what's happening. And I think our local and state politicians are being like, man, tell everybody to say, fuck ERCOT, because then we don't have to
then
be held accountable.
At
exactly. But my understanding, and I heard a guy on local radio talking about this, so I don't know of a better source for information than that. It's
AM or FM?
Well, they have a signal on both, bro.
Okay,
radio, so.
I'm tracking.
But the way he made this sound is that Texas has its own grid, right? That's the big story. Texas is so fucking stupid. They're not connected to the national grid. Fuck the national grid.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. That's pussy shit. We do our own thing.
Independent.
But so we have all these generators, right, that operate theoretically year-round, but Texas really only needs to generate most of their gigawatts or gigawatt?
I think gigawatt's proper.
Gigawatt? Watt?
I don't know the difference, so...
Don't worry about it.
You can tell me anything.
Teraflops.
They only really need to generate, I don't know, I think they said 75 gigawatt of power, probably like July and August, right, when the grid's really overloaded.
Yeah, when we're all hitting that AC.
But when those heat waves end, they just shut up shop. Say, fuck off. We're leaving these facilities. We're not going to need to power them on for like another 8 months. Who fucking cares? Suck my dick. I'm out.
I see what's happening.
We're going to go jerk off. We're going to go rip weight. Yeah. We're gonna,
call me when it gets hot outside.
It's still fingering weather on the lake
into
September, but you don't need all that power. So
it goes into November some years.
They're out fingering. They're just blasting teenagers on the lake. And then... The problem is because Texas is generally a pretty mild weather state, right, boys?
Amen.
Save for some areas of the panhandle.
Right. Last week excluded.
They don't winterize. So these facilities are not equipped, just as many homes are around here or not, as we're finding out, to handle temperatures below freezing, much less sub-zero.
BK's getting mad. What's going on?
You know, who do we blame?
Okay, I'm kidding. Okay.
He just wants to know who to kill.
So these facilities... basically could not be powered back on because they didn't have water. They couldn't generate energy to the bad weather, frozen pipes, yada, yada. So they blamed frozen wind turbines, which contributed a pretty small percentage. But a lot of it was that these natural gas facilities to produce power just were not able to operate because they had not been properly winterized.
They couldn't come back online
quickly. Yeah, and there were even some say that some were available under maintenance, but could have been powered back on, but weren't for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm sure an investigation will bear fruit there.
Sounds a little lib.
What fell apart?
I think it's just windmills froze.
That's just what happened. What happened was a deregulated electricity market.
All right.
We didn't spend money to winterize our facilities because, guys like we can beep out the great governor, Rick Perry, former presidential candidate.
Yeah.
What was his thing he said? He couldn't remember the three branches of government. What was the thing he did in the debate?
Yeah, I don't know. His ranch was called Niggerhead.
That's right. He was Niggerhead Ranch.
What?
Yeah, his family ranch was until like the year 2000 was known.
You can't say that, though.
Well, you feel free to Google it. We're not breaking any news there.
To me, you are. I had not heard that.
Yeah, this was we were in high school, and they were still dropping that one on us.
That's a badass. That takes some balls. But he said adios, mofo.
Essentially,
isn't that what he said?
We just didn't decide to spend money to win our facility. In general, we don't really need to, but you know, this happened to a smaller degree. What year was the Super Bowl? 2011?
Yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah. And then it happened really bad this time.
I'm of the mindset that nothing bad happened and no changes are needed.
Hey man, I can't fault you for that.
So
I know who to blame.
Yeah, who you got?
Barack Hussein Obama.
B-H-O.
Him and Sleepy Joe.
Yep.
And how about, you know, how about that Ted Cruz running off to Cancun?
Boy, you see his haircut?
No.
He got a mullet.
Okay, I did see that. He looked pretty fresh.
Yeah, shaved the sides.
I did.
Man, let him catch some sun.
I did like him tossing his daughters up as a shield, like Captain America.
That's like he didn't have.
That's a power move, though, man. You hide behind your children.
Sorry, I was trying to be a good dad.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
And then he had the text come out.
Yeah, and I don't know about this war he's got going with AOC. That's
he needs to drop it because I'm team her feet.
AO, let me see those hangers.
That's what it stands for.
You know what I'm saying?
Baby feeders.
No, I mean.
Yeah, that's right, PK.
So they need to squash the beef. And I think, you know what we need to do? We need to squash the beef with ERCOT out there, everybody.
Is it?
I never had a beef with them. But I'll squash it.
I'll squash
the beef. I don't think there's much bigger beef of the week than that.
Yeah, I think our beef of the week this week was the cold weather and the lack of infrastructure to handle it.
Where's the beef?
Hey, fuck you, man!
I smell like beef.
Beef of the week.
Hell yeah, bro.
Nice.
Did you guys get some good jerking in, though, during the blackout?
No, I was home with the fam, so.
No jerking?
Oh, I mean, I got some in.
Yeah, not any good.
But it wasn't like a free-for-all.
Oh, well.
It was too cold.
Too cold to jerk. I don't know, man.
So I was fortunate. I've never had a pipe burst due to freezing. I've had a water heater explode.
I've seen your pipe burst on your boyfriend's.
I've burst a pipe or two friction.
I've seen you do it. I watched it. When you fucked that guy.
The thing is, everybody's... Look, I've got my T-pole, what's it called? T-post right by the door in case my pipes burst. So I can run out there and shut the city water off.
Hot damn, bro.
But in 2000...
See, he's a total prepper. He's got a...
Speaking of 2011, that's when it burst for me.
2011, man. Represent.
I was, if you care to know, I was Saturday night out drinking some brews with the boys, right?
Hell yeah,
smoking
bro.
Some ciggies.
That's what I'd be doing.
Staying up late, texting girls, sending pics.
Dabbing.
Hey, you want to come over? No, I'm asleep. All right.
I'll jerk off anyway.
Yeah. So I fall asleep, and then I'm having a dream. I'm dreaming that I hear rushing water, and I'm dreaming that I hear someone.
Rest in peace, Rush, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Rush Limbo.
He Rush Limbo. He's the reason we're doing this.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. He's our greatest inspiration.
Yeah.
I saw the Florida governors putting the Florida Stags flags at half-mast for Rush Limbaugh.
Damn.
DeSantis is a...
fucking
a
thing
man's
to do.
Man.
Oh man, Rush died. We ought to lower the flags.
Man, people took it. It's like either like rest in peace, God. Like he's the biggest thing there is, or else they're like, fuck you,
yeah.
Dead bitch.
I'm all about gloating when people die. I think that's really
that's classy in age as well.
Mm-hmm. It's really the high road to take,
right?
Fuck it.
So you were asleep. You hear the rushing water.
So there I was sleeping, dreaming. I hear in my dreams something's rushing. Anyway, I wake up. I come to because...
Oh, you woke up coming?
Well, by the way, in 2011, things weren't going my way. I was sleeping on the ground.
But you were waking up coming, apparently.
Yeah, I was waking up coming. I used to sleep on the ground. My mattress is on the floor. All my clothes were on the floor.
Because they were covered in nocturnal emission.
That's right. Everything I owned, except for my couch, TV, and desk, sat on the floor. That's where I stored things in 2011.
That's baller, though. That's
I was a single white male. That's all you need. You put your clean clothes on the floor over here, your dirty clothes on the floor over here. So anyway, I wake up and I hear banging at my door, and it's 11 a.m. because I sleep in. And I'm thinking, I'm not expecting company, so I didn't get up. And it's banging louder and louder and louder. I'm like, what could they possibly be selling? Then they kick my door in.
Hell yeah.
It's the Louisville Police and the Louisville Fire Department.
God damn. L-Town, stand up. That's a lake town.
Fighting, so I come out of bed in my boxers. I grab my boxers. I don't sleep with them on. But anyway, I slipped them on, and I stepped out of my mattress onto the carpet, inch of water.
Damn.
Everything I own soaked and ruined. And the fire guy was yelling at me like I did something wrong, which I didn't.
No, you were absolved of that.
But he's like, why didn't you open? Why, you hear me knocking? I'm like, well, I heard you knocking. I'm sleeping. So anyway, long story short, water heater burst. Probably ran for 4 hours.
Nice. And you lived on the third floor.
I lived on the third floor, and I flooded 6 apartments. So when I stepped out in the little breezeway of the apartment, all the neighbors were just like, the fuck's the matter with you? I'm like, hey, get my sleep on.
Oh.
They've been up all night dabbing, bro.
They really thought I did it intentionally. The fire department questioned me like, so why'd you do this? I'm like, I was asleep.
Why would you do that?
Like, no one sleeps through that. I'm like, I did.
Well, he didn't stick around for the investigation because we hopped in we hopped in my Honda because I lived across the hall from young Marlo at the time. When I was going by my previous name, Biff Torque. I was known as Biff Torque.
I was like, oh, I'd love to stay and help, but we got plans.
Me, Biff, and Marlo, we're hopping down I-35. We're cruising. You know where we're going?
The river.
The really? Canal. Went to the canal.
Glitter bong?
No, we just went to float. I think we went to, what was that, river? What was the Rockin' R?
Yeah.
Rockin' R. What was the other one?
So Pat, that was all the same weekend?
Don's.
Don's is like the...
That's the secret one.
Yeah.
That's where you really, really party.
That's where you get down. But yeah, but we, instead of hanging around to figure out what happened, he's like, shit, I got to go down to the river with my boy, and we're going to get fucking twisted off Twisted Tea.
Nice.
We're going to smoke bad weed.
Tubing, drinking.
I think we probably did some fingering that weekend, bro. I think...
That's the weekend I...
You lost your V.
Found out I had chlamydia.
Oh, wow. This is a big, big weekend for you. So you probably weren't fingering if you're acting responsible.
Yeah.
One of those river trips, we all stayed like 10 people in a roadway inn, like right off the highway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I laid it down. I threw down some good dick on the floor in the room while everybody was in there.
My shit.
It was so good. It was quiet. So, you know, she was having a good time, bro. It didn't make a sound. And then I shot on the floor. And then I called people over to look at it.
Oh, my God.
That's lake trash.
Yeah, that's high-class shit.
Damn.
That was,
what the fuck's wrong with you?
That was a, I think that was revenge for my boy Chad, rest in power, stand up, young Chet Cobra, king of Deep Ellum, because he used to, when we were teenagers, we'd be out riding our bikes, hitting big fucking dirt jumps out by the lake.
Getting air.
Getting mad air on our dinos, our power lights. Drinking grape juice and beers we found in the woods. But we'd go back to his woods house beers. To chill, and he would download, you know, Pornhub off Kazaa or LimeWire. And as you're laying in his bed, you know, trying to catch a quick cat nap, you'd look over and he's jerking off, shooting his load right on his carpet for a laugh.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
No, that was a power move. That was pure alpha shit. It was. He amogged us.
You gotta tell him that his finishing move every night.
Which was?
When he was done.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was another one. He would,
Oh, jeez.
Most men will clean up after themselves.
Oh, no.
But my boy, the Cobra, would just...
He got better things to do.
Cream all over his belly.
Oh, boy.
Pull the sheet up and go to sleep.
No.
When he wakes up, it's gone.
It was probably good for his skin. He had great skin up until the end when he was yellow as Bart.
Oh, my God.
Folks, don't drink yourself to death. That's my advice.
That's your tip of the day.
It looks like a bad way to go, if you ask me.
PK.
But yeah, so we were the cum blasters. We shot cum, and, you know,
that's
just
a weird
how it
time
is.
In life where you're just comfortable shooting cum in front of your boys. I probably am not now, but there was a day.
Yeah, there's not a, I don't feel as comfortable showing off my asshole or dinger anymore either, like I used to.
Yeah, no?
There's a time that was probably
PK
the peak
puts
of comedy.
Up, looks like Dexter. He puts up the plastic all over the room.
Yeah.
I believe you told me you used to set the scene and you'd turn pictures around so that they weren't looking at you.
Oh, if I was like at my family house?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to turn the TV off. Yeah, I can't have any distractions.
Yeah.
Distractions.
I used to not do it on Sundays.
Yeah, so I was like, hey,
stay
no.
Abreast.
He's watching.
Yeah, it's the Sabbath.
I can't jerk off on that's discipline though.
Plus,
when you're a teenager.
Back then you needed your skin to heal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're puffing dust.
Oh,
by the end of some of those days.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, why am I still doing this?
Cannot imagine.
I don't even want to do it
it's
anymore.
Like, there's scabs.
Jerking off twice a day would be like a monumental effort right now for me. But man, there's days when I was like 13.
I'm halfway there.
Bro, you... Oh, yeah, I cleaned one out earlier, too. Don't worry. We got there. I'm with you, dog. I'm with you, big dog.
I can't be casting hard.
No, you got to get some of that tea out, some of the evil, so you think and clear. Otherwise, it's just pussy, 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 yeah. Pussy, pussy.
So I wasn't listening. I'm thinking about pussy. No, but AOC is fine.
Oh, yeah. AO, let me see them things.
She's in Houston right now.
What?
Yeah, she went to Houston to...
Yeah, so the good thing that came from everyone hating on Cruz is they raised a lot of money.
Good.
The opposition, whatever it takes. If it hates your motivation, just use it.
Let the hate flow, baby.
Just give fix us that, my people.
Give us that cash, bro. Save the Texans. We need it.
Boy.
Okay, so that's all I care to talk about. The fucking snow and the freezing. That shit has melted out. It's beautiful out. It's almost wake time.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling over there?
You feeling good?
Godzilla?
Oh, shit.
Who you got?
Already?
All right. So, been thinking about it a lot this week. And I think I'm leaning Godzilla now.
No, bro.
What changed?
I just, when you think logically about it, it's just, there's no way. And you try to get on Kong's side because it's like,
bro,
why make a movie if he has no... But you know,
so stupid. It's calling all the way, dog.
I can't sleep at night. I think about it a lot.
I can tell.
I didn't get any work done this week because I was all Kong all the time.
I don't know, man.
Check. You see those pecs on Kong and those biceps, bro?
The size looks different in every scene.
Well, yeah.
Some scenes he looks like a mountain. And
the
some
consistency
are the same
is
height.
A big problem. It is.
Hey, would you fuck King Kong though?
Got cheeks.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got a fat ass. If Kong tried to ask me to throw it down, I'd be all about it. You only get one shot with somebody like Kong.
You really do.
You can't think of
that. Man, you'd be lucky to get one shot with Kong. One
Godzilla's
night.
Probably got like a cloaca or something, so I don't know if you want to mess around with that.
Godzilla male or female?
I don't know. Like, are birds? I guess birds are male and female, though they only got the same junk, right?
I mean, you don't see nothing on either of them.
Yeah, they got the vents.
Birds
got
to have small dicks. You can't be flying around with a dick hanging down.
What's up with birds?
Dude, there's some ducks that got...
Thank you.
There's some ducks that have huge dicks. Look up duck, yeah. The big dick duck. They like drags like, behind them.
Oh.
It's like there's some duck in South America that's got like a 10-foot long duck dong.
There's all sorts of weird
shit. I knocked
shit.
A duck. I saw two ducks fucking when I was a little kid. Lions Club Park.
The red duck.
Yeah, the Muscovy duck.
That's the lake trash duck, by the way, y'all.
It's the shit duck if you look it up, Muscovy. Anyway, as a child, I thought one was hurting the other, so I was like, get off of him. And I kicked the one, and he probably went 4 feet, but his dick never came out of the other duck. That's how long its dick was.
Damn, bro.
4 foot dick.
Oh, my God.
Okay, look, I got one here. It doesn't really look much like a dick, but it is.
Oh, no.
Look at that thing. Let me see it. It's like three times as long as a bird.
How?
It looks like a...
I thought his intestines fell out that day.
Damn, dude. Imagine swinging that bad boy around.
Jesus.
I don't have to imagine it.
Fuck, bro.
I got that small intestine dick, baby.
You got duck dick.
I got that duck dick.
Slinging duck dick.
That's why they're called the Mighty Ducks.
The Muscovy Monster, dog.
Mm. Man.
It looks like a big old earthworm.
I'm going to beer myself a brew. Do you guys need anything to drink? I don't know. We don't really have much.
I don't like birds. Can I say that? Is the bird community
censor it? If you had a bird this week during the freezing weather, those tropical birds, they're probably absolutely fucked.
Well, you bring them inside.
Oh, I saw a lot of dead robins.
Dude, we had for real, I'm about to get real on y'all. We had a bunch of big, fat-ass fucking robins on our street.
Thank
they were
you.
Eating all these berries. They're everywhere.
Robins.
Those robins... Let me tell you, the robins, they couldn't fly. There's a one out. I'll show you one after the show. There's a frozen dead one out front. I found it. No, this one's dead and fat.
I don't know. I mean, what's the point of birds?
Well, they rule the air.
Okay.
We rule
Big
the land.
Deal.
The great blue whale rules the ocean, and birds rule the air.
What's up with whales? Why... I mean, kind of think about it.
I did see this is an audio meme review show. No, it's true. It's like there's either fish and they live underwater, and then there's the things that evolve to leave the water, and then you got whales holding their breath.
Yeah. Were they just like, no, I'll just stay here.
I'll stay here, but I'm good with the whole can't breathe underwater thing. That doesn't bother me. Do you mind if I'm
whales.
As big as a city bus?
And they're like, dolphins and whales are so smart. And Like,
well, I hate when people say animals are smart. And they're like,
yeah,
they're not.
Wait, he knows the shapes.
Or, hey, dolphins. Dolphins are for girls. Sharks are for boys.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm saying the disagree? Boy dolphins are sharks. That's a fact.
That's like dogs are boys and cats are girls. I've always believed that.
Yeah, but this is some ocean shit. Ocean is part of the lake trash community.
Yeah,
ocean trash.
Saltwater lakes.
Salt life. But fuck salt life. They're a direct competitor.
I don't know, man. I don't... Okay, I guess I like whales. I like killer whales.
Orcas.
Yeah. I don't like how the white spot on them looks like their eyes, and I can't ever see their eyes.
Those are big eyes. That's what you don't you like about pretty, them?
I don't like that either.
You're tricky.
If we're being real.
Yeah, I'm like, what are your real eyes?
And they'd be fucking shit up out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes.
They're wild. I've been watching nature documentaries of my children, and they don't like when the animals die. And if you see anything killer whale coming, you know something's about to get
Yeah. Chomped in half.
Yeah, they
had all that propaganda shit about him with Free Willy too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that cost that trainer her life.
And also, Michael Jackson had sex with that boy.
Did he?
I don't know. He did the song.
Oh, so, he probably did.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's his whole like MO. Do a song, make the boy spread. But they fall. But the thing is, they all fell in love with him, so it couldn't have been, you know, all that bad.
No, yeah, I mean, love between a man and a boy is one of the purest forms. Like father and son, uncle and nephew.
You mean like paternal,
yeah,
fraternal?
Yeah, pedophilia. We're anti-pedophilia.
Oh, yeah, we need to make that known.
We do not support the Greek invention of pedophilia.
On either end.
If it hadn't been for the damn Greeks, there'd be no pedophilia.
Everybody's always anti-man love boy, but they have nothing to say about boy love man.
Yeah, I don't think it should go the other way either. It's
fucked
up.
I think we hate it both ways.
Hey, there were mistakes made on both sides here.
Oh. There's good people on both sides.
Oh, my Lord. Hey. You guys were all about Free Epstein when he got...
yeah.
Well, no.
Hey, do you guys...
Sort of.
Do you guys know Steve Kerr has a son named Nick?
Full name what?
Why would he do that?
Nick Kerr?
Yeah.
Nick Kerr.
You don't hear that?
Oh, because I don't hear that word ever.
Oh, yes. He's right. He's very puritanical.
I don't see
sense.
Race, and I don't hear race.
But Steve Kerr is one of the most woke guys out there. You think he would be like, I can't name my kid Nick.
You know, his son Nick used to make a condiment. He'd mix it with his face. He'd call it Nickerhead Ranch.
That's a callback. Boom, give me a sounder.
So, what about Steve Kerr?
That's it. That was the story.
I was thinking about it the other day.
Yeah, that is that's a miscalculation on Steve's part.
You got to think about when you're naming your child, you don't want to fuck up. And I mean, every kid is going to find the worst thing to call your kid, you know, Bart.
Do you think,
yeah, they're gonna fart,
do you think like your name, like if you got a dumbass name, like that's like,
it fucks
changes
you up.
Your path.
Yes.
On life.
Oh, Christ, yes.
Yeah, they did a Freakonomics on it.
Yeah.
I think the first one was
Levitt and Dubner. Ever heard of them, bro?
Yeah. Hello. Podcast much?
Freakonomics.
Come on the show, Freakonomics.
They're supposed to come on. They politely decline.
Well, we'll get them in the next epi.
Well, so...
See, my parents gave me a cool name, Biff Torque.
Biff.
Very generous of them. I went through a phase where I wanted to name my kids fucked up shit, but I snapped out of it.
Well... I could tell you a story about my real name, but I won't.
Don't.
Well, I probably shouldn't.
PK Panty Crust.
Yeah.
Panty Crust.
Not sure that's how you spell crust.
Pussy Crusher.
Pussy Crusher.
Right.
Power Clean. PK is swole as fuck. My man's teed up and T-posing on us right now. Watch
come
out.
On.
He stands the whole time T-posing on us.
He's flexing the entire epi.
He guys wears a bra. He's got triple D pecs.
I'll give you a peek behind the curtain, listeners. PK begged for a stand-up setting
and he's
set up for this show. And now he's sitting down and I'm standing up.
Well, you know.
I can't even lean back in the couch. And you guys know I like to lean back and talk like Fat Joe.
I do like to stand. I'll stand.
I'm not saying you have to.
You shamed me.
Okay. Welcome. Look how tall he is. My God.
You remember,
what a specimen.
You remember Shame from Game of Thrones? Shame. Shame.
Yeah.
You remember when apps used to be like... things like that. Like the Shame Bell app came out and you could do that to people, and that was funny. Yeah, what happened to Bit apps?
Well, they got played out and they were garbage, like the Drink Beer app and the Lighter app.
The Lighter app. Check it out. Watch.
Yeah.
Fuck apps.
Now they're augmented reality hentai.
I had that one app. You remember this.
Doodle John? He's pointing at me.
Long point.
Appzilla.
Which one was that?
You remember that?
No.
It was an app that had like 50 shit apps.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit.
The app conglomerate.
You could like jailbreak your phone and get all these worthless apps on it.
I was like, look at this app.
You get the app.
Okay, I'm glad you touched on that because I'm a big believer in the future of VR and AR. Mm. And everyone's like, what is it for? Fake roller coasters, which we touched on before.
The coming. It's all for coming.
Every new technology starts out with gimmicks. That's what the App Store came out. People are like, what do we do? Make a beer drinking app? But they figured it out.
The accelerometer has a function.
No, they're going to figure it out.
No, they'll figure it out. But the logical endpoint of all this is it's a bit. Oh, there's a practical application. Now we're going to come using it.
That is the progression of all technology.
How do we use this to come? And, you know, I'm a trad comer. Like, I just need my hand. I go dry. I don't need lotion.
Oh, geez. Do you still have a good imagination?
Yeah, I try to work imagination stuff, you know, and I only think about my wedding day.
Right, same.
That's it. It's all.
Well, there's no greater turn on than true love.
Yes, yeah, so that's right. I think about my wife, my then fiance walking down the aisle,
right,
arm in arm.
I think about that too.
Just blast. Just fill up my dockers.
You're thinking of the actual wedding day.
Oh, yeah. Not the wedding. Not the wedding night. No, I'm talking about
how
beautiful she looked that day.
I wasn't tracking, but now.
I do.
The floral arrangements. Yeah. My extended family looking back at me.
The dancing. We had such a good time.
God. Oh, man. The day flew by, but it was so fun.
Hey, guys, take video at your wedding. You won't regret it.
You won't regret it. You can't have too many pictures. My man PK is still on the look for the bride.
He does be jerking, though. He doesn't have that full cum yet, though, until he sees his bride. That's when you really
come. That's when you empty that second ball you've never used.
That's your wedding ball.
I'm all.
It's full of your. That gum's been building up since you were 12, saving for marriage.
It's true.
I got a couple cantaloupes down there.
That's biology.
Wedding ball's good.
And then once you use it, it's gone. Once you're married, folks, you don't realize this. You get out there, and one of the balls completely shrivels up. And then a lot of guys will get surgery, and they'll put like a weight in there to give the balls.
Silicone weight.
Yeah, which, you know, again, as a trad comer, I'm not into that. I just go the one shriveled ball and the one regular size ball. And then if you get divorced, it slowly starts to fill back up, but it never gets back to that original size.
Right.
Would you, if... If
the wheels are turning,
well, I was kind of thinking, would you rather have like giant balls and like just blast real hard, or like but have a tiny dick, or have a giant one in like just a little dribble?
So
that's a good question.
And the blasting,
when you say giant though,
like 3 inches.
Well, I mean, like, if it's so big, it also doesn't work. Nobody wants a huge one.
High end of the good, and then not like a micro penis, but like an Asian man's penis on the low end side.
You're generalizing Asians.
We love our Asians or Orientals.
Yeah. But there's charts you can look at. They have small dicks.
It's fine. The Caucasian male is next on that list. So.
Yeah. And people are always surprised to find out that the Latin Americans and Mesoamericans have the biggest, not Africans.
So
I don't know about that.
Check the charts. Check the charts. So you got giant balls. Like how big? Softballs?
Like hard to walk balls?
I don't think this is good because no one, even if you're like blasting giant pleasurable cum, but that's a lot of cum to clean up.
Yeah. If toilet paper bill through the roof.
You gotta carry those balls around everywhere. I don't think
can turn them on and
the
off.
The big one you can
show
people.
What do you mean? So you like flip a switch and they swell up?
Yeah, like I'm ready.
Man,
instead of like
Nike pumps.
Instead of blood going to your dick, it goes to your balls and they inflate.
Oh, damn.
So they're full of blood.
Yeah. And cum.
This sounds less and less appealing.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I want what I have right now, the Mazda Miata of dicks and balls.
Yeah, he's right.
Just sporty, fast, in and out.
Low maintenance.
Yeah.
Or a little, if you're going to race them on the track, you're going to have maintenance, but it's cost-effective maintenance.
Okay, what about
that's right.
If you had you had the shit 10 times a day and you didn't know when it was going to happen.
Time. I'm out.
But you get $5 every time you shit.
What is that, $50?
Man, that is not enough money.
Can I tell you
okay,
guys,
what's your price? Like, what's your price?
Well, what's the other option?
Never shit the rest of your life.
No, man.
No, I like the way it feels, so I would take the 10 a day.
Yeah, it's too much.
Think how much you get done with none.
10 a day, man. That's a hassle. You couldn't go on an airplane.
Does everyone know I don't?
Six a day.
Six, okay.
I do six already.
Yeah, six a day, $1. $1, six.
$1?
Can't do five for six. That's too much.
It's still only $30 a day.
$30 times seven is $8,000.
That's right. $8,000 a week to shit.
It's $8 million a year
to shit. Is that right? Is there 1,000 weeks?
My math might be off. All right.
Listen,
so
if you're shitting that much, you got to go get checked out. Okay.
Well, I'm telling you about my own life right now.
You ever got your ass fingered by a doctor?
Yes.
No.
I have.
Why?
Yeah, I have.
I was on a work trip, and we were in a really nice office, like the nicest office I'll probably ever be in, and I just kept having to go to the bathroom, and I looked down, and it was like I was a 14-year-old girl unprepared at school, and the toilet was just full of blood.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is alarming. One off, whatever, I'll be okay, and then it just keeps happening. I'm like, damn, I need to go get this.
Sounds like you had one pop.
It was bright blood, so there's not a lot to worry about. Hey, boys out there, if you got dark blood in your stool, you got to go get it looked at. That's indicative of a gastrointestinal problem.
Maraschino cherry blood, no problem.
So, yeah, I had a hemorrhoid, an internal hemorrhoid that had ruptured, and then I went to the doctor, and she...
Oh, wow.
Slipped a finger up there, gave my prostate a little wiggle, felt like I had to pee real bad, and then I was sent on my way with lube dripping out of my asshole.
Like a man when you left?
Oh, yeah. And it was at a... I assume this happened a lot there because it was when I lived in the gayborhood. So it was...
Oh, yeah. She was like...
Very gay-centric doctor. So they were...
Boom, boom, boom.
They
she's
were,
doing two hands, yeah, two she, patients
there was
at a time.
12 of us lined up, just bent over.
It's like the quick stop register. They do one on the left and one on the right.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. This butt's full of cum. This butt's full of blood.
Yeah. Cum, blood, cum. You have cancer.
Oh, you got AIDS.
Yeah. You're dead. You're fine.
So they hit me with a prescription for AZT. I got out of there.
Nice. Yeah, I've had that blood in the bowl a few times.
You had to get your prostate checked because you did was put your dick in a bag of dog shit was what I heard.
That's what was reported.
Why?
No, that was just reported. I didn't do it.
You got the
tabloids were saying that.
You got a dick infection at church camp.
That's true, which sounds suspicious. I know. I had to tell my wife about it years later. I was like, no, I was at church camp, and I got my dick had fecal matter in it.
And I'm sure your mom...
What'd you do?
Your mom is probably like, what's going on at this church camp?
Yeah, she was like, okay.
What the fuck did you do?
I did nothing. It's just unsanitary bunks. I sleep nude. I sleep on a plastic mattress. It's irrelevant. The point is, I had E. coli. I was dying. My kidneys shut down.
But you got off.
I had to go to the doctor, and
he
was like, oh, yeah, I remember what he asked me. That was embarrassing, other than him sticking four fingers up me. He was like, when's the last time you had anal sex? He asked me that right in front of my parents. And I was like, what? I've never had any kind of sex. And then he's like, oh, all right. Mom, Dad, can you leave the room? And then he asked me again. He's like, did you have anal sex with somebody? I was like, no. And he's like, the only way to get this type of E. coli is not from food. It's from fecal matter going up your urethra. And he's like, you can be honest with me.
You were hot dogging, though. You were a big time hot dogger.
See, I was hot dogging.
So he got it from...
So that's how you got it.
Those timelines don't line up.
Yeah, I think this is pre-weenie in the bun.
This was literally... we traced it back to probably because I used my sock to clean up after a church camp jerk sesh.
Oh, big
and
time.
My sock's been walking around on the ground in the bathrooms.
Oh, you had to use a sock though.
Yeah, they don't give you any cleanup material at church camp.
I used to keep a sock that I would come in a lot in my closet when I was like 14.
Yeah. Is that your crunchy sock?
It was crunchy. So it got really we're going to have a call back. It got really icy outside. It was cold.
Ooh, yeah.
One of my boys was over, and he didn't have any gloves. We were going to go fuck around in the woods. I think I took some LSD that day, too, probably. Yes, I did.
So your hands are cold. Put this on.
I said, hey, I don't have any gloves, but you can wear this. And he's like, okay. And he's like, oh, this is weird. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It sucks. And then when we're out walking, I told him that I probably shot cum into that sock 100 times.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, he didn't like that. I thought it was funny.
Well, yeah.
Is that sexual assault?
I think most of what you've done in your life is sexual assault.
Yeah, by 2021 standards.
It's bad by today's standards.
Don't cancel. We can't be canceled for that. Don't fucking try it.
Yeah, don't even try.
He's dead anyway, so who's going to be the defendant in this case? Wait,
this
I'm
guy
the defendant.
Comes up a lot.
Who's going to prosecute me? Now, this is a different dead guy.
Oh, no.
It's another dead guy who died of alcoholism, yo.
I think you have a curse. Yeah. All your friends are like...
the dead alcoholics?
Yeah. That sounds like a punk band from the 80s.
Don't fucking steal it.
Gee. Oh, jeez.
Hey, I watched a movie last night.
Oh, did you? You guys want to talk movies?
Hit the sounder. This is an episode.
Oh, fuck. It's time to talk about the movies. Follow us on Instagram at Silver Screen Studs.
Oh, yeah. This is an episode of Silver Screen Studs. It's your boy, Biff Torque. And Pussy Killer PK and Mr. Marlin. Hey, boys.
Marlin and me.
Marlin and me. Pussy Killer PK Platoon.
You see, it's a show within a show.
You saw Platoon?
No, I didn't see Platoon. I watched The Nutty Professor.
Oh. White or black?
Black.
Woo! Hercules, Hercules.
That's right. Hercules, Hercules. So we watched Nutty Professor last night, and I got to say, guys... All right, it's all right.
Oh.
Did you laugh?
I laughed, of course, because there's lots of farting, which is a big player. Also, I know you know this, PK. That's the most laughter I've ever heard in the theater when I saw it in like 97 or whatever it came out. People were dying. Watching it, it's still funny.
What, farting at the table?
Yeah, it's just Eddie Murphy doing all those people is funny. But I was kind of shocked by like how heartfelt he played Sherman Klump. I was like, man, you can feel this fat guy's pain. I didn't know Eddie Murphy had this kind of
range. That's why it was a good movie.
I was like, man, he's got it. It's short. It's like maybe 90 minutes long, it felt like.
The heyday of comedies.
But I got to say, Jada Pinkett Smith? She's a lesbian, right? She's got a real lesbian look to her.
You mean Smith's wife?
Yeah, but they're both gay. Secret gay.
Yeah, he's gay. You're hearing it first here.
She used to be out there fucking Tupac, and he's dead. So
is he?
So she was like a real ill thug.
She was a real ill thug. She was a gangster
like Vanessa
ass bitch.
Trump.
That's right.
He used to date a Latin king.
Member of the Pussy Posse, Vanessa Trump. Imagine, not to digress, we'll come back to Nutty Professor, but if you're DJ TJ, Donald Trump Jr., and your wife was getting bored out by Leo Dio or David Blaine or Tobey Maguire, all members of the Pussy Posse, you probably got some... You're DJ TJ. Mm-hmm. You're not Leo DiCaprio.
Right. You can't keep up.
There's got to be some insecurity there, right?
What?
He's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Huh?
DJ TJ's ex-wife was one of the used-up piece of slit from the Pussy Posse.
You didn't know?
How do you know?
I saw an article about it. I sent it to you earlier.
She filed. They're getting divorced.
I thought they already were divorced.
Well,
she's probably out there trying to get fucked by those Latin kings again, per the article we read.
Yeah,
I will say this: maybe she would have got fucked by Buddy Love. She likes that high T shit. Clearly,
Buddy Love.
That's the guy from the Professor.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, movie talk.
I will say, the whole thing is that. I guess his T is too high. That's what they keep saying. Like, his testosterone levels are off the charts.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's a jerk.
Yeah, but I'm like, Sherman Klump got skinny and he turned into a real piece of shit. Like, that guy's just a dirtbag.
Yeah.
So I didn't really
What's
get the
message
of the
here? Yeah, like, don't be in shape.
If you get in shape, you're going to be a piece of shit, so just be fat.
Is that kid still alive?
Hercules?
He was in Be Myself and Irene.
No, that was Letarian.
No, he was in that.
There was a couple brothers.
Yeah.
He was Letarian. Remember Letarian? It's fun to do bad things.
Oh,
Ladarius?
No, Letarian.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Ah, Christ.
Well, he was in Old School. And
that's the same guy?
Yeah. Yeah, they put the cinder block on his dick and he fell.
Oh, yeah.
He's died. You think he had diabetes?
Is he alive?
I know Blue died from that movie.
Hey, You're my boy, Blue.
No, fuck.
So we watched Nutty Professor. I give it, I don't know, 16 bags of popcorn.
Great.
After that, we watched another one.
A glowing recommendation. What's that?
Napoleon Dynamite. I still think that movie's extremely funny.
It is.
Oh, God.
It was a millennial.
Oh, jeez.
Like, cultural touchstone.
It really changed the game.
It's still very funny. It's sad and weird, but when you're watching it, you're like, all of this is funny.
Yeah. It had a vibe to it.
I have a cousin that is just like Napoleon Dynamite, and that's all I could ever think about when I see that movie.
It looks like him.
Oh, he's got that.
Like
he's
him.
Got the hair.
Acts
for
and
shit.
Looks like him.
My oldest son was like, he's weird looking. He's only got two teeth. Just made me laugh.
Those are his front two. I saw that movie with a girl.
Shit. Hot dogging?
No. Friends only. Her choice.
Popcorn trick?
Yeah, to the popcorn. Dig down to the bottom. Some surprise there for you. A buttery wiener.
I did like Uncle Rico's predatory behavior to the young girls, trying to pull up on his van and give them the bust must.
Yeah, that was sick.
I like that. We don't support it, but, you know, it's good comedy. Older men preying on teenage girls. And it had the uglier Duff sister. I don't know if she's still uglier.
The girl from the Seal movie.
A lot of A cups running around in that movie, too. There was no jugs.
That Jeez. Movie is... Oh, Silver Screen Studs did an expose on that movie.
Oh, did we? Oh, did they? Wait, are we still in the pod? Hey, you know what? Silver Screen Studs, do you need to talk about that new Mortal Kombat trailer, which I haven't seen?
Let me pull that up for you. Here you go.
Let me get a look. People keep talking about it, but just so you guys know, I'm very much inclined to not like things other people like. So let me get a look here.
About this 7 years ago.
Have you seen this?
7 years?
Oh, that's Sub-Zero. Is he Chinese?
Japanese.
Oh, shit. Oh, this will be on HBO. It's Warner Brothers. That's baller.
Yeah, it's coming to both, baby.
Baller. That's like our boy's tattoo, fake henna tattoo he got in Cancun, the Mortal Kombat dragon. Hey, come on the pod, JD. He'd be a good guest.
JB?
JD.
Oh, JD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
The
yeah.
photog. He can tell us about all the drugs he's done.
That dragon marking? I think it's an invitation.
They're going to fuck up this little dojo. Damn! Oh, this is baller. Is that Scorpion?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
These are your champions.
I'm Sonya.
Fuck Sonya. Sonya
I didn't like Raiden in this clip.
Liu Kang. I don't want... Oh, look. Jax. Okay. Kung Lao was baller in MK3. The fate of Earth is in our hands. Dude, Jax is Jack, bro. PK, you gotta step your game up.
Little pussy boy PK over here.
Yeah, he makes you look like a fucking simp. We will not fail. Well, we gotta see this shit. Oh, he's a flaming.
Watch the dragon.
Oh, Goro, forearms. You know he jacks off. You can jack off all day with forearms.
He'd be a very effective proctologist. Could do four lines at
Hold
a time.
Hold on. This is the part I don't like.
Okay.
Watch, he does
Hold
the
on.
Line.
Just wait.
Get over here.
Wee!
Get over here.
It sounded like Christopher Nolan audio mixing.
I mean, they gotta make Scorpion sound better than that.
I'm not seeing it unless they change the name to Mortal Comeback.
I'm sorry I stopped it early. You guys check it out when you get home. The end of that trailer, he says, finish him, and it shows all the fucking fatalities.
And they're jerking off. Finish him.
Where was Johnny Cage? It's my...
I don't want that, a white Hollywood simp pedophile.
Well, where was E. Honda?
Where's Chun-Li?
You guys don't get it.
Okay.
Don't fucking get it.
A lot of good movies.
Yeah, we'd be loving movies here at Silver Screen Studs. We're out here having a good time. We're watching flicks. We're fucking... chicks, we're slapping clits, we're making it happen.
We're popping sniffers,
taking shits,
we're sniffing poppers,
taking shits,
bloody shits.
Eat it from the back, boom. Shit. Okay.
You guys, what's the plan for the week?
Shit, I don't know. What is this week? February?
Yeah, it's February week.
February. It's the end of BHM, so y'all better get it in. Because after this, they don't. There's Did no more Black History until next February.
Go around, tell me one thing you learned about BH, Black History, PK.
This month or ever?
Something you learned this year. Oh, I try to learn something every year.
Fuck.
George Washington Carver.
He did not just learn about that.
That's what you learned.
It's a peanut farmer.
That's right.
A lot of people think he's just a peanut farmer. We're going to get him on the show.
Mark M?
Yeah.
That'd be a good get, dude. He's not alive, right? What? He had some good cartoons. Sick Animation.
Yeah,
why
y'all did, check out sickanimation.com.
Why did they never pop off?
Didn't toe the line.
Yeah, he's pushing the edge.
He got on Adult Swim, but Adult Swim is notoriously lib.
Oh, fuck, yeah, and he was edgy. He was basically the prince of the far right.
I think he started the alt-right movement.
That's right.
March? This was BHM.
March is a Polynesian history.
No.
I love that Polynesian.
It's everything you need to know about the invention of Polynesian sauce.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Women's.
Oh, great.
I don't know. Is it?
It should be.
Pussy Hat Month.
Yeah, pink hat, Matt.
They marched all
Are
over
they
the
still going to do that because Biden's in? Or is that, nope, now we're good. We're good.
It's all over.
We got what we wanted. It's fixed.
You never know what 18 to 35-year-old white women are going to be up to. It's
whatever they're... Look, I love women, but I hate women so much it's unreal.
You're a married incel. Incel.
Yeah, incel. Why do you say everything wrong? I don't understand.
Say it properly.
The La Loita Express.
Epstein.
Hey.
Insole?
I kind of like a Dr. Scholl's insole.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah, that's me.
I was confused. No, women are great, but, you know, can't live with them, can't live without them. Let's see what they say.
We all came from one.
Yeah, and some of us are bearing more into this world, but not me.
Disgusting.
They do. They are disgusting. They be having periods and stuff. Ew.
You guys opposed to ever getting a guest on the show of the female persuasion?
No.
Not me. Not in this house.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Yeah, this is No, Ma'am 2. What was that? North?
I don't know.
God, it was an acronym for something against Amazonian matriarchy or something, right?
Man, Mary with children was
that MGTOW.
MGTOW.
All the letters for.
Yeah, we've got a MGTOW expert. We need to get him on the pod.
What's MGTOW?
Men going their own way. We have a MGTOW friend.
Red pill, black pill, men's rights, MGTOW, AMOGing, PUA.
He's a doomer too.
Man, they are really into acronyms.
A doomer and a coomer.
Dude, don't be a coomer.
What's a coomer?
Someone who likes to come too much.
Oh. Yeah. Huh.
But if you're slamming puss.
Or jacking off.
It's different.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more to life than having cum brain.
Right? That's right.
Then what? All life is the pursuit.
No, life is about. Life is about getting out
you're
there.
You're right, though.
No,
is it?
Life's about.
Socrates
getting
said
there
that.
During the golden hour. On a very pristine glass, perfect sheet of lake, and ripping wake across that motherfucker.
Just flying.
And then blowing a load.
Yeah. Swimming and being on the lake, two things that'll fill your balls to the brim.
If you really want to top off the tank, get those fingers going.
Yep.
You're
right. You're damn right.
Stuff a canal with your index in your middle.
But even our bipedal friends.
Non-binary? Bipedal?
Do I have hands? I don't know.
Turtles? What are you talking about? Turtles do not give a fuck about coming, I bet. That's just a biological instinct for them. It is fucked up how all the other animals don't like to come. They just have an instinct to come.
Except for dolphins.
Dolphins. Back to the dolphins.
We're bringing it on back.
And the girls are dolphins. Dolphins are girls.
And boys.
No, boys are sharks. Sharks are boys.
Sharks. But dolphins fuck up sharks.
Yeah, you're right. I got to rethink this whole thing. Hold on. What are we working on over there, Marlin? Marlito? Jesus. Rookie produce much?
Sorry. What I wanted to ask you is, can I get some outro music going? Is there anything you'd like me to pull up so we can over it?
So this would be a good... I've usually got something on decky. I don't got anything right now. What do you think you got in mind? Oh, you know what? I got a good one. Brooks and Dunn, God must be busy. Let's pod that up. And can we listen and think about what we're hearing a little bit? Ronnie
we
Dunn.
We absolutely can.
American...
I've seen Brooks and Dunn live.
Dude, I love Brooks and Dunn. Neon Moon's an all-time slapper. I like the Casey Musgraves cover of it a lot. I like to play that song on my guitar and sing.
Oh, you play guitar? Wow.
Oh, here we go. Okay, we're going to leave you guys with this song. We are going to listen to a good piece of it, though, because there's a good message out there for all you guys in these trying times.
That anchor man says they're fighting again somewhere in the Middle East.
You remember this, like, overly sincere country?
There's a single one.
Yeah,
just got laid off when lost a job to some foreign
hand.
Well, look, trade protectionism.
Faraway land.
Outsourcing is a big.
Here we go.
Some twister took 13, and they're praying that they find the missing three.
God must be busy.
God sounds like he's a jerk.
I don't think it's God's problem.
No, Ronnie Dunn says it is. Here we go. This one's funny.
Went from slow ahead to traffic's dead. Thought it couldn't get worse.
Fuck. Bad traffic? Where's God?
Yeah, must be busy.
Amber Alert? What?
They say she's four.
Golly.
Colorado plates headed out of state in a Chevy van.
Turned into a news reporter.
That four-year-old girl is getting sexually assaulted in a van, but he's in traffic.
Yeah. Both bad. Good people on both sides.
This must have been before the time people just disabled Amber Alerts on their phone because it annoyed them.
And they've got three now. They've got Silver Alerts, and there's another one I saw the other day.
Retard Alert.
Yeah.
I think that falls under Silver probably, right? I don't know. Or is that
I can't remember what it was now, but I was like, another stop. Amber wasn't a color. It's the girl's name. Amber Hagerman.
She was local, right?
Yeah, and they're like, we'll just keep going with colors. Amber, silver, bronze.
If any one of us disappeared, would our alert go out? No.
No. Amber Hagerman. No white male alert.
Hey, Amber Hagerman would be a Lake Trashy.
To think if she was here today, she would have been a believer.
She's a she's a trashy at heart. Here we go. He really gets into some hot takes here.
Good evening, dude. Ain't much changed, pretty much the same since I left home.
Yeah, he left.
Yeah, that war's still on.
Fuck the war.
They found that little girl.
Thank God.
She was soaking wet, half scared to death on the side of some road. Them prayers working on.
Here we go.
And the Bloods and Crips are at it. And there's a killer drowned down south. And old folks can't afford. Drugs, can't
Bloods and Crips.
God sounds so out of touch.
I like you can't pin him down politically because he's got the anti-war thing going. He's got trade protectionism. He's crying about gang violence. And at the end, he hits you with some socialized medicine.
Yeah, he's all over the map.
Ronnie Dunn, that's how American should be.
He probably sat down and he's like, ticking boxes. Everybody's going to love this song.
That's a classic. On a future episode, we got to hit Accidental Race. It's that LL Cool J song. Remember that one?
Is that with Nelly?
No, it's LL Cool J and Tim McGraw. Maybe.
What's the one with Nelly?
Oh, that's the worst song ever?
Yeah,
we got to hear that.
Well, the next episode. This was supposed to be outro
music. What's the one with Nelly what?
It was a Nelly country song.
Yeah, he had one too.
Says the fighting's worse. Cities burn.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week.
We love you.
We're going to wrap it up here.
Stay warm out there.
Seems like the worst is behind us. I guess God wasn't busy after all.
No, God got off his ass and unfroze the snow. Hey, pray for Texas, y'all.
Amen.